After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, everything changed. Our Krishna consciousness changed. ISKCON changed. Our entire lives changed. And if 30 years later I say that I've gotten used to that change, it's only because time empowers one to get used to the most unbearable things, the most uncomfortable things. So yes, we've sort of adjusted to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. And one of the adjustments I had to make in 1978 was to start making plans for the future. Using Srila Prabhupada's vani, I had to think of, well, not only what I was doing, how I was paving the path back home, back to Godhead, but as a temple president, where I was taking the devotees, where I was taking the temple itself, my responsibility to ISKCON, some things that seemed very natural in Srila Prabhupada's presence, something that Srila Prabhupada was orchestrating from whatever part of the globe that he was in. It was clear that we would no longer get the encouraging letters urging devotees to increase their book distribution, to go out and preach. We would no longer get instructions that would resolve disagreements amongst devotees or even give the best direction how to engage devotees and non-devotees alike in pure devotional service. We had to begin to think for ourselves of how Srila Prabhupada would do these things. Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that, and yet Prabhupada didn't say everything about every circumstance, but rather he gave us tools how to cultivate our own Krishna conscious intelligence so that we could meet the challenges of spreading Krishna consciousness and being Krishna conscious. In thinking about the future, one thing became very clear to me, that my long-standing desire to take sannyas should bear fruit. I came to the Krishna consciousness movement wanting to be in the renounced order of life, and whereas that didn't appear to be such a overwhelming impetus in the many services that I undertook over the 5 years after my joining, somehow with Srila Prabhupada's absence, it seemed that I need to solidify my vow. I need to make clear the direction in which I was going, clear for myself and also clear for others. The renounced order of life, while part of the Varnashram system, is also a beacon. It's meant to be a reminder to devotees that ultimately in this world we don't take anything with us at the end. We're meant to leave everything behind. Even Krishna conscious family and children are all temporary assets which are meant to help us purify our conditioned nature and come to the stage of having nothing else other than Krishna's lotus feet in our heart. Therefore, I asked my GBC before the 1978 annual meeting in Mayapur whether I could take sannyas. He agreed, and he put me on the one-year waiting list. That made me 29 years old at that time, which, although now we don't give devotees sannyas at age 29, especially not in 1 year, it was Srila Prabhupada's practice. Even in Prabhupada's time, we saw that some of these sannyasis did not fare very well in maintaining their vows of renunciation. As I speak of these events, I'm talking about those things which were commonly visible to everyone, experiences which I shared with devotees, and thoughts which formed my way of practice and service. However, there are certain experiences that aren't meant to be divulged. Apana bhajana kata naka hibu yata tata. Narottam Das Thakur says that one should not just speak everything. Therefore, as all listeners, there are those things which can be spoken about and those things which can't. But one of the more personal experiences which I had was developing a deep absorption in Kishore Kishori. Now I speak about the presiding deities of Chicago Mandir, very beautiful Radha Krishna deities, whom I'd been serving almost for a year. And while I didn't engage in their dressing in the morning, but I would make their garlands on a daily basis, I found that to be a wonderful service and meditation. And simultaneously throughout the day, I would always think about them and try to offer all of my services and activities to the Lord. This became my first experience of maturing deity worship, as Srila Prabhupada puts it in a letter to one devotee, that one makes every offering, or at least one makes every service that one does throughout the day as a conscious offering to the presiding deities of the temple. And that was a very wonderful experience, a wonderful revelation. It was Krishna consciousness. In other words, practicing how to be conscious of Krishna by always thinking of how to offer different activities, such as enthusing a devotee to engage in Sankirtan, the number of books that were distributed on a daily basis, a donation given by some well-wisher, the cleansing of a temple, the offering of a feast, that these were all offerings of love and devotion to Kishore Kishori. And this was Srila Prabhupada's vani. Following Prabhupada's instruction was to become Krishna conscious, and becoming Krishna conscious required practical effort. After Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, the duty of accepting disciples, becoming spiritual master, became a absorption for the movement. That was so because Srila Prabhupada was, as the founder Acharya, everyone's focus. The natural question is, who now serves in the capacity of spiritual master? Srila Prabhupada began the process of giving responsibility of initiation to 11 devotees. And I won't get into the history of how that empowerment was misunderstood in different ways by different devotees. Some who thought that the 11 had become elevated to the platform of perfection simply by Srila Prabhupada's will, Kripa Siddhas, how no one else could become initiating spiritual masters, how in the geographic area where these 11 devotees initiated, no one else should initiate. In other words, they became like acharyas of their zone. It was a misunderstanding, in my view, a misunderstanding not due to ill will, but due to immaturity and a lack of Srila Prabhupada's personal presence and guidance, something that we were just not used to. Devotees can read about both GBC decisions on this subject, as well as some papers written, one I can remember, by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, analyzing the rise and fall of this 11 acharyas. In the summer of 1978, we held a really wonderful Rath Yatra. It was a unique event in that in trying to serve Srila Prabhupada's Vani, I was thinking of how to do something very, very wonderful. And I arranged for a horse riders to precede the Rath Yatra, three elephants, a Scottish band, as well as a brass band, and they were all singing, they were all playing scores, Hare Krishna scores, as well as big kirtan, a wonderful venue. In fact, we had to take the city of Chicago to court because they didn't want to give us the place which we wanted by the river downtown in which the Rath Yatra would end or conclude. And it was another wonderful experience of satisfaction at the end of that festival of having done something that Srila Prabhupada very much wanted, and yet a feeling of satisfaction in Srila Prabhupada's absence, again giving a new taste to experiences that previously we had gone through. But now there was this bittersweet spice of separation from Srila Prabhupada. In thinking about the future, I thought about my service to Kishore Kishori, the devotees in Chicago, Chicago itself, and for the first time in Krishna consciousness, I was making long-term plans to stay in Chicago. I was committed for life and thinking of how Krishna consciousness could be spread there according to the guidelines that Prabhupada had given. And with this commitment to serving Prabhupada's mission, with the commitment to serving Kishore Kishori, I gained great faith and determination, and I could see that the more we're surrendered to serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, the more we become empowered or receive empowerment to serve the mission of His Divine Grace. I'd already mentioned by Kishore Kishore's prompting about, now I'm talking about Kishore Kishore Das, by his prompting about the events leading up to my taking sannyas in 1979, getting sick in Puri. And at that time there was a change of guard in the local GBC's. Jai Tirth Das was the GBC, and he gave Chicago over to Tumal Krishna Maharaj, so that when I returned back to Chicago, I was coming with that news that now our GBC was Tumal Krishna Maharaj. This change introduced me to a very new experience in Krishna consciousness, and that new experience was that I would experience a complete upheaval in my plans, and it appeared that Krishna had a will different than my own. And the most important feature of this was that Krishna's will didn't seem to be manifesting in a very quote-unquote just way, but it manifest by what I saw as being injustice or inappropriate expectations placed upon me, and in this case by my good friend Tumal Krishna Maharaj. So somehow or another there was a misunderstanding between myself and him. The result of being is that although I had committed myself to Chicago, Tumal Krishna Maharaj thought it best that I leave Chicago, leave Kishore Kishori, and go to Dallas to help with the project that he was entering over there, which was the Harmony Project. It was a 1,400-acre farm in Oklahoma. Just briefly, in terms of what devotees may be thinking, is this personal disagreement? I don't want to get into the details of it. It's something that we worked out with Goswami Maharaj over the years, and something that he took responsibility for. Basically, it was based upon the unreasonable expectations that the 11 acharyas had from their godbrothers, that more or less they envisaged that their godbrothers should also act in the capacity of their disciples. And because, although I tried very hard, I couldn't do that. I didn't think it was necessarily correct. Therefore, a disagreement arose. In any case, my experience that I'm trying to communicate here is not just to narrate what was the cause of the problem. I think that's immaterial. But that the way the problem manifested was that something was happening. I was being moved out of a service that I had completely surrendered to, and it wasn't right. And then I was thinking, how is Krishna allowing things like this to take place? But either I accepted the fact that this was the reality, and it was the reality that was going on, or I became very personal and held grudge against an individual, in this case Goswami Maharaj, which would also mean that I was holding a grudge against Krishna. So ultimately, as in the 8th sloka of Shukshashtakam, one has to accept that sometimes Krishna acts in a way that is very kind and understandable, and sometimes he appears to crush us in his embrace, and with our limited intelligence we can't understand how or why he's acting. But it's very clear that he is acting. And as a consequence of that acting, I ended up with two other devotees on this enormous farm in Oklahoma. Went there in the fall of 1979, and I stayed there until the spring of 1980. I spent most of my time collecting chestnuts because we didn't have a budget to maintain. We were supposed to maintain ourselves. There were many, pecan trees. We had 1,000 pecan trees on the property. It was a very beautiful property. And so I collected pecans and drove them into the nearby town and sold them. And that was one basis of our maintenance. Another was that we cleared some woodland and cut the cleared trees, the logs, into 5-foot long pieces for railroad ties. Obviously, as I'd mentioned earlier in my thinking process, I came to the conclusion after some months that this wasn't exactly the reason I had taken sannyas, and neither was this acharya system the type of management or administration that I wanted to be in. And therefore, I ended up doing something I'd never done before in Krishna consciousness, and that was making an independent move. I got in contact with Jai Tirtha, who had already been in England. That was his base. And he recommended that I come over and I move to England and do service over there. So with this disagreement with the guru system, I explained the situation to Goswami Maharaj. Originally, it would appear that I just went there for a few months, but I ended up staying 25 years in the UK. And that was a very difficult thing to do. We were always trained to be submissive to our authorities. And when Goswami Maharaj asked me on the phone, aren't you coming back? And he wanted me to come back to America, I said, no, I'm staying here in the UK. Jai Tirtha's treatment of his godbrothers was more appropriate, should I say, than that of some of his other Acharya godbrothers, if I can use that term. And although that move was independent, I thought that I had to do this for my own Krishna consciousness, and that I needed to pursue those goals to which I'd given myself, for which I joined Krishna consciousness, and what I understood to be Srila Prabhupada's Vani. And it was a very difficult thing. It caused a lot of conflict within myself, that on one side there was my understanding of what it is that Srila Prabhupada wanted in terms of spreading Krishna consciousness and the principle of Guru Tattva, and it was another being exhibiting allegiance to the institution, but some members of the institution or leaders of the institution were taking the society and acting in a way which appeared contrary to what I was convinced was Srila Prabhupada's instruction. So I made an independent move, and I acted independent of one GBC authority and placed myself under the authority of another. And that way, in the spring of 1980, I moved to the UK, at that time Chaitanya College. Before doing so, a property that began to negotiate already in 1979 to move from the YMCA in Chicago to where the present temple is now was finished. That negotiation was complete. And then under Tamal Krishna Maharaj's request, I participated, or I moved Kishore Kishori from the old temple to the new temple and saw them installed over there. That was very nice. And then I went to England. And in England, which I went to for shelter, I found that I was more or less walking from the pot into the fire. I was coming in contact with a deviation or a problem much more serious than I had faced in North America. But then, that's the price that you take when you make independent moves.